Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, Living an Inspired Life. Today I wanted to talk about, it's something that I actually talked about before, but I think now more than ever is relevant. It's a study that I found out about in the book Influence by Robert Cialdini. And in the book, he brings up this social experiment that they did back in the 70s, I believe, these Turkish social scientists, and they got these boys, 11-year-old boys, and they had them all go to this summer camp. And the thing is, these boys, they were all friends and they knew each other kind of, and then they separated them into two houses. And at first, each house was not aware of the other house being, you know, in the campgrounds, you know, at the same park. And so the two houses, they were called the Eagles and the Rattlers. And these boys, they started to form strong bonds within, you know, each homes, the separate homes, or houses, I would call them, I guess. And they made flags for their house, the cabin that they're staying in, you know, and then they, you know, just made a logo and things like that. And they formed a strong sense of, you know, like team environment, right? So then they introduced each house to the other. The Eagles and the Rattlers met. And then they had them compete, play each other, you know, these games and compete for prizes. And only the house that wins gets the prize. And there were things that the little boys would like pocket knives and things like that. And at first, it stayed pretty friendly. And then, as the team that lost would get upset, you know, and then they would call each other names, like sneaks and cheats. And then they started going through the other camp's things. Like rummaging through their stuff and, you know, turning over their campsite. And they would do that to each other, like play these pranks on each other. Then it started to turn into pushing and shoving. And then they started fist fighting. And then the thing is, the scientists, they were like, oh no, you know, we messed up, right? And they were saying like, okay, let's try to get them to get back, you know, to become friends again. So they had activities for them, movie nights, you know, like spaghetti night, for example. But it didn't work. Every time they got in the room together, they wouldn't, each house, the Eagles and the Rattlers would sit separately, and they would, you know, start fighting. And so then what they did was they separated the two houses, and they told the Eagles good characteristics, good traits, like nice, good qualities about the kids in the Rattler house. And they would go to the Rattlers and tell them good qualities about the Eagles. And it didn't matter. At this point, they didn't care. You can tell them good things about, you know, Johnny, and, you know, he really takes good care of his mom, and he loves art and whatever, you know. They didn't care. And so then what they did was they got the two houses to have to work to solve a problem that benefited all of them. For example, they rigged the water system, they jammed it and like clogged it with something so that the two houses, the boys would have to work together and try to figure it out. And, you know, they gave them several problems like that, and they would work together, they would solve it, and then they would all high-five each other, you know, and they would be happy. One time they had the bus that they were in, they were going somewhere, and they you know, quote-unquote, it broke down. And this was planned, but the boys didn't know, and they had to pull. They used the ropes that they found in there, and they pulled. Other boys from the back pushed, and they worked together to get the bus through. And as they did these things, the boys started to like each other and get along. And then at the end of the camp, at the end of the experiment, when the scientists asked the boys to write down the names of, you know, the boys that they felt like they were the best friends with, The thing is, the boys from each house, the two houses, they actually named some of the boys from the other house. Isn't that interesting? I bring this up only to bring up a point. Perhaps what we need to realize is that the Republicans and Democrats, the donkeys and the elephants, right? It's like, it's right now, it seems like somebody who is like completely like a Trump supporter, like very far on, very much, like a team spirit. I'm a Republican. I support the team no matter what. And same side, the same thing on the Democrat side, the left side. It's like, I feel like even if you told a Trump supporter good qualities, good traits about a lesbian, Black Lives Matters, female activist, good qualities about her, and about her family, I don't think it would really make a difference. And same thing, if you flip it. I feel like just like that experiment, we're at a point now where it's like the eagles and the rattlers, the donkeys and the elephants. It doesn't matter if you tell them good qualities about the other team or the other house, right? They don't care. Republicans like fuck that. Democrats are, ruining the country. Democrats are saying like, no way, we could never let another Republican president sit in office because, we're gonna go right back, and so my point is maybe instead of labeling each other, because I think most people, if you talk to them and you just strictly ask them about their beliefs, what do you believe, right? Like, I think a lot of people, most people would be like me, fiscally conservative, socially, what do you call that? Liberal, socially liberal. Because I do believe in gay rights, and I do believe in pro-choice, and that a woman should be able to decide. And if she does come to the difficult decision to have an abortion, then she should be able to get, have it done safely by professionals, and have it not feel shunned by society, because there are some cases where I would understand if a woman chose that route. And that's her body. That's, anyways, I don't want to get into politics, but I'm just saying that's just my belief. But then when you go on the financial side, the economy, I am very much conservative. Especially once I own my own business, baby. It's taxes. Like, what in the world? So, that's just me. And I think most people are a little bit left, a little bit right in their core beliefs. I think most people are not so far on either side. Most people are in the middle somewhere and with leanings towards each side on certain topics. And that's okay because we're all human beings. We don't have to put ourselves in a box and label ourselves. And what if we worked on problems that are affecting all of us, that would benefit, if we solve these problems, it would benefit all of us, like electric cars, and let's work on these things with climate change, because the weather is, look at Kentucky just last weekend, they got devastated by these tornadoes. Like, it was unprecedented. Nothing like that ever happened before. Things are changing, and scientists have been warning us about this for decades. I remember hearing about this stuff when I was a kid. I'm 40 years old now. We can only ignore what's going on for so long. We have to tackle these problems because they're affecting all of us, the environment, the atmosphere, everything. The Amazon forest is on fire, right? Is it finally out? It's been burning for a year or more. Siberia started burning. Like, what? Siberia isn't that, wasn't that covered in ice? No, I don't know. But now there's all these forest fires in Siberia. All these things going on around the world. We need to wake up, you know. And I'm not talking about that woke hashtag stay woke stuff. I'm talking about just let's realize that there are some serious changes going on this earth, on this planet, and that we need to address because it's affecting every human being. And we're not eagles or rattlers. We're not Republicans or Democrats, you know, donkeys or elephants. No, we are human beings. And the Dalai Lama says that everyone at our core, we're all the same. We all bleed red. We all want the same thing. You know what it is? We all want to be happy and we want to suffer less. We want to take care of our families. We want to make sure our kids have a clean earth to live in the future. You know? So that makes us all human. Same team, baby. Home team, planet Earth. We all live in this on this rock. And it's spinning at what did they say, 9,000 kilometers a second or something like that? That's how fast this rock is spinning around in a dark space. It doesn't seem dark because we have an atmosphere that holds in some of the light with that doesn't and it doesn't burn us to death. You know, like this is amazing what we have here on this rock and this beautiful sun, you know, the sunlight and the trees and the beautiful lakes, rivers, oceans, mountains. Look, you know, it's like let's appreciate what we have here, this planet, and take care of it. Because the thing is, if you are denying that there are serious changes going on in this planet, you're just not a student of history. When I went to the Fernbach Museum recently, they have a new exhibit about Antarctica. And in Antarctica, they are finding fossils of trees and animals and dinosaurs. Antarctica used to be a lush tropical forest. It was, you know, beautiful. It had its own fauna and flora. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. Oh, sorry about that. Throat got dry. Where was I? Okay. What I'm saying is, you know, even when I was out in Utah and Arizona, driving back and forth through there, you see these beautiful rock structures, you know, these beautiful like rock structures. I mean, what else do you call them? And it's called corals. I mean, it's called reefs. You know, they like you drive by and it's something reef, and it's like wow. You realize that oh my God, a long time ago, this was all under the ocean. This was all underwater, and these were coral reefs. Like oh my God, it looks like that. You know, it's just you know different now because it's a desert. But that desert was once the ocean. So, what I'm saying is, let's try to drop the labels. You know, stop choosing sides. There's only one side, you know, the human race. I think. Instead of, you know, saying, oh, you're Islam and I'm Christian, you know, oh, you're Catholic and I'm Seventh-day Adventist. You're Mormon, you know, and I'm Jehovah's Witness, you know, or Buddhist or Hindu or whatever. You know, like, like, it's okay to believe in whatever you want to believe spiritually, but just let's understand that everybody, first of all, we're all sharing this one planet. This is our home. And we are all the same inside. No matter how we look on the outside. And no matter what God you believe in, the reasons why we believe in that God are the same, right? Because we want to live good lives and we want to think of ourselves as good people, you know? And we want to reach the end of our lives feeling good about it, right? That's why we believe in whatever God we believe in. So let's just come together. and let's work on these problems. People should not be starving to death, not with all the resources we have right now. Let's clean up the oceans. Let's work on keeping this atmosphere clean for us, to breathe this clean air. Let's figure out how to slow down the climate change that's inevitably coming, but we're speeding it up by putting all of the carbon and all this stuff in the atmosphere. Let's work on these things, so that not only for us, but for our children and their children and their children after them. Because no matter what we do, it doesn't really matter, I guess, because we're gonna die. But what are we leaving behind? We're leaving a mess for them to clean up. And it's so easy to break something, but it's so difficult and takes so much longer to fix it once it's broken, right? Just take a sledgehammer to something and just smash it. It takes a couple seconds. But how long would it take to repair it, put it back together, right? Let's not smash this planet up and make our children and their children after them have to clean it up and fix our mess. I honor the light in you. Sorry, there's directions from my GPS blasting in my eardrum right now. Sorry about that. I'm almost at work. I'm about to get off the exit, but yes, I hope everybody has a great day. I hope this gets you to just think about what's going on, maybe see what's going on a little bit differently. Maybe we're not so much more evolved than those 11-year-old boys back in the 70s. Maybe we're still playing Eagles and Rattlers to this day. Let's think about that. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.